As a natural gas compressor station in Weymouth nears completion, there are new calls for construction to be paused for a safety review. A gas leak led to an emergency shutdown there last week, and a new review of the state health impact assessment of the compressor has raised more questions. To help explain, WBUR's environmental editor Barbara Moran joins us this morning. Good morning, Barbara.
Hi, Bob.
So there's a lot going on with this story. Let's start first with the emergency shutdown last week. Tell us what happened.
Well, we know that last Friday morning, a gasket failure led to a gas leak, which caused the workers to trigger an emergency shutdown, and that vented all the gas in the station. We know that some of that gas was released through the stack, but some of it, we don't know how much, was released at ground level, and that's more dangerous because a spark could ignite it.
So how did the state and the energy company respond? What are they saying?
The state Secretary of Energy and Environmental Affairs, Kathleen Theoharides, talked about the emergency shutdown in a press conference yesterday.
In terms of the safety protocols that are in place for events of this nature, those were all followed, and the Department of Environmental Protection is also doing things like unannounced site visits, so very much committed to the ongoing safety of that facility.
And Bob, the company in charge, Enbridge, told us via email that, quote, safety procedures were properly followed and all personnel remained safe at the facility.
So this incident, as I understand it, has again raised the issue that this natural gas facility is being built in a pretty densely populated area. Where do things stand on emergency planning and other impacts?
Well, back in 2017, when this facility was just a proposal, Governor Baker called for analyses to be done on the impacts on health and climate change and public safety. The only report we've seen was on health, and that was finished last year. Just this week, an independent review of that report was released, and it found that the initial study did many things right, but was too narrow in scope and should have been able to include things like climate change and public safety. Now there's been a gas leak and critics are saying so they should stop the project. Senator Markey tweeted, shut it down. Congressman Stephen Lynch sent a letter to the federal government asking them to suspend operations until there's a safety review.
But for now, Barbara, in Weymouth, it looks like construction is continuing and the compressor station may be operational by the end of the year. So considering what's happened in Weymouth, in the big picture, what's it mean for other big infrastructure projects?
Well, looking forward, Representative Lynch is also suggesting changes to federal legislation to make sure projects like this don't end up in places like Weymouth.
These high pressure lines are now coming into urban areas. They present a whole menu of risks that were not present when these pipelines were going out, you know, in rural areas. So we think the ultimate answer is to, you know, legislate this in a way that, and regulate this in a way that provides safety for everyone.
And other opponents of the compressor station have expressed real disappointment in the process and concern about what it means for the state's commitment to environmental justice communities and even for its climate goals. We reached out to State Senator Patrick O'Connor, who represents Weymouth, and he said he wishes the governor and state agencies had worked together to stop the project, because since it got conditional federal approval, it's been really hard to stop.
It was basically a tremendous uphill battle, David versus Goliath, right from the get-go, because I do believe that the energy lobby is incredibly strong down in D.C., and they greenlight these projects without even doing the bare minimum proper due diligence on making sure that they're sited in appropriate areas.
And Bob, a number of people have expressed similar concerns to me about state goals versus federal goals. And I think that's something people will be looking at a lot more closely with future projects.
All right. Well, I guess we'll see what happens in the future on this. WBUR's Barbara Moran, thanks for joining us on Morning Edition today.
Thanks, Bob.